Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychics Gone Wild. We're a group of individual lightworkers joined together to create a community of like-minded souls. A non-denominational group, we focus on our common goal of seeking and walking truth, working in the light, and offering insights and guidance to the best of our abilities. Our purpose is to do good, to provide an enlightening and inspiring service to all, and to promote a happy and harmonious world. Thank you for being part of the journey. Stay tuned for an exciting and enlightening hour. And now, Psychics Gone Wild.
Happy Tuesday before Thanksgiving, everybody. I hope you've got wonderful plans set aside for yourselves and your loved ones. Don't forget to invite your loved ones from the other side. Believe it or not, they will be there, and hopefully you will recognize when they are there, when they're picking through the stuffing, and you're going, where is that stuffing going? I'm Linda Irwin here with Jandrick Bakke, and Lynn Bleasdale is coming in on the Skype shuttle. Just as soon as it arrives, we'll bring her on. But we're also inviting Lori Connell, our Monday night host, with Gary Wimmer, to come and read one of her beautiful original Thanksgiving poems. It's kind of hard to know what's going to happen next on Psychics Gone Wild, but you, the listeners, are doing great, and we love all of you. And I invite you all to go to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Choose that personal reader that you want to have that one-on-one time with, and put in for prizes. Use the contact us link. We've got a $500 prize coming towards Christmas, and you don't want to miss out on that. So be sure to get over there and put in for that. All right, Jan, how are you?
I'm fine, Linda. Thank you. Yes, it's almost Thanksgiving, and it's just so exciting, and just all this excitement and actual intensity in the air, and it's positive, too, positive intensity.
Oh, it is. But I bet you've got a poem that kind of deals with all that.
Yes, I do, and I will share my first one, and I was just going on the theme of potpourri tonight, kind of just bits and pieces of this and that, and for Thanksgiving. And so this one goes, keep the good, get rid of the bad, do good, be good, you are good. All is well, let go of strife, do well, be well, you are well. Appreciate who you are, let yourself in that divine car, do go far, be a shining star, you are a star. And that's it.
All right. I love it, love it, love it. Awesome. Well, while we're waiting for Lynn to get in here, I thought I'd read one that I read last week that some people didn't hear. Excuse me. This is Turkey Jerky from Durkee. So we'll do a little bit, imagining a little bit of beat here. Turkey Jerky from Durkee. Eat some now and you'll be perky. Turkey Jerky from Durkee. Eat too much and you'll get herky. Turkey Jerky from Durkee. Shake it off with a little twerking. Turkey Jerky from Durkee. Diet plan just ain't working. I opened the fridge and gave a squeak. There was enough in there to last 6 weeks. Turkey salad, sandwiches, soup, some turkey stew that looks like goop. Turkey pot pies, burgers, now stop. Turkey stuffing that looked like glop. Turkey fried and boiled and baked. I swear there was even some turkey cake. Turkey jerky from Durkee. Eat some now and you'll be perky. Turkey jerky from Durkee. Eat too much and you'll get herky. Turkey jerky from Durkee. Shake it off with a little twerking. Turkey jerky from Durkee. diet plan just ain't working. No holiday leftovers for me. I got a new plan next year, you see. I'll pass on the turkey, if you please. I am ordering takeout Chinese. Turkey jerky from Turkey. Eat some now and you'll be perky. Turkey jerky from Turkey. Eat too much and you'll get herky. Turkey jerky from Turkey. Shake it off with a little twerking. Turkey jerky from Turkey. Diet plan just ain't working.
That is fantastic.
So be sure to enjoy those holiday meals and call into 773-897-6461. If you're having trouble, just be sure to be persistent, because I see people are getting dropped off the phone lines here. Naughty, naughty, naughty phone lines. Bring them back. They need to hang out with us for a while. Okay, well, let's see. Did you want to go ahead and start off with the readings, even though we're still waiting for Lynn?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, let me. We're also waiting for Lori, too, by the way, in case you're wondering. All righty.
Yep.
Let's see here. See if the phones will cooperate tonight. Area code 631. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Area code 631. Okay. Well, we'll put you on later because it's not working. We'll try this one then. Area code 561. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. Area code 561. Oh, that's odd.
Uh-oh.
Don't tell me. All of our phone lines have slipped into an alternate dimension.
Could be.
This is kind of creepy. Let me check in the chat room. Can everybody... Oh, I guess it's just you and me in the chat room, too. Oh, dear.
Well, Lynn's in the chat. No, Lynn's in the... Uh-oh. Yeah, Lynn
I know.
Got out of the chat room.
Okay, well...
Oh, she's back in. She's back in.
All right. For right now, we're pretty much talking to ourselves, I think, and hopefully everyone else is listening. And we've got a message... Lynn says, Skype is saying that the person I'm trying to reach is unavailable. Tried twice, left a couple of messages, sensing a disturbance in the tech wing. Yes, definitely. Do you think they all took off to go traveling to get to their holiday destinations? Odd. Maybe what we can do in the meantime is Lynn can possibly type in the chat room and we can just simply... read whatever she has to say over the air. Does that sound like a plan?
Yeah, sure.
I know we've done that before with Skype. There were times when she couldn't get her audio to work or somebody else couldn't, and we were passing messages back and forth that way. So that ought to work.
Wow.
All right, let's see if the phone lines are going to try giving me a different number here. We'll try this one next. 509, you're on Psychics
Hello?
Gone Wild.
Hi.
You made it.
Yeah, I know. Maybe just the other ones were busy or I don't know. I think it does work, though.
Okay.
So fine. Yeah. I'm just wondering what you guys pick up on a job. I'm kind of starting to job search. So, I'm just wondering.
Okay. I actually don't have my cards tonight. I'm going to try something different. I'm just going to allow them. We just got off of a contact weekend, and what a contact weekend is where everyone globally that participates sets their intention to reach out to star family in other dimensional form and contact with them that way, and we create sort of a bond that way, and I've gotten quite a few that I have a bond with, and they don't want to go home. They just want to hang out at least through Thanksgiving. That way they can pick at the stuffing.
Oh,
well, they're here, and they're going to give me some colors and some numbers and things like that. Okay, I'm getting yellow, and I'm getting orange, and I'm getting the numbers 2 and 1. 2 and 1 might be the 21st, as far as maybe December 21st, for getting something that you're looking for. Orange and yellow, I believe, are trying to pertain to keeping your sunny side up. And also dealing with the chakras, do a little bit of work on your sacral and solar plexus chakra, because that once you get those cleared out, it will help you attract to you what it is you want. And even if you're not really aware at this time what it is you want to do when you grow up, trust me, I'm going to be 58 next month. I still don't know what I want to do when I grow up.
Yeah.
That will help a lot, because if you get those cleared out, you kind of get things put in perspective and you know what it is you're going for, and you'll be able to attract to you that which you want to, into your life, okay? Jan?
Hi, and what was your name again?
It's Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Uh-huh.
As soon as you got on the phone, I saw the dove right away. Really
you
pretty white dove. A dove, a white dove.
Oh.
And
okay.
Let me get to it here. And I also saw a man with dark hair. I don't know if there's anything to do with that. You know, when I kept asking about the job for you, I see this man with dark hair. So I don't know if he's going to be involved in it or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Where is, gosh, I can't seem to find, hold on a second, I'll get to it. So have you been looking, though, and stuff?
Not really. I want to work for Froyo, and I kind of made my application last Thursday, and I called him at the mall. I wanted to speak with the manager, and he just told me to show up on Monday because I was pretty busy over the weekend. And so I did yesterday, and he interviewed me on the spot, and I think it went pretty well. Yeah.
Did he have dark hair?
Yeah, he's Hispanic. His name was Jesus. And
I think I was seeing
really
him. I think that's the guy I was seeing.
Oh.
So that may be a good connection for you, because he just came right away. So anyway, the dove says, though, express your love to as many people as possible in words and in deeds and in small yet significant ways.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that the soul of someone who's recently passed is making a smooth, peaceful, and joyous transition. And this is a powerful time of prophecy and clear vision for you. And you're able to glimpse the future. You are experiencing a spiritual renewal that's the result of a period of intense examination and challenges. And it's important to nurture yourself with loving care. Your maternal instincts are strong, and you're gentle and very passionate. And so anyway, that's what the dove is talking about. It talks about all being serene and calm. And so maybe being that way during this time while you're getting that job search. And but, I mean, I just feel like you got the job, because I saw the guy right away, and you just said you talked to him, and you've got the dark hair.
Yeah.
I think that's it. I really do.
Yeah, because I guess a lot of people are trying to work there too, so I guess it's very competitive. But he asked me to get my food handler's card. That way, so I'm going to do that in a little bit, take the test. It's only like $10 and about an hour of a test. So I'll call him. He told me to call him back on Saturday, and then I'll just check in and be like, hey, I got the card. So, yeah. Even better.
Well, if he asks you to get the food handler's card, that's pretty much that's pretty much that you got it, I would think. So
I would
there
think
you
so,
go.
Too.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yay.
So we got, well, two of our people finally got in. We got Lynn with us and Lori, she's waiting real patiently. But let's go with what Lynn has to say here first.
Hang on, I've got some really weird can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I'm getting some really weird sound here, so I don't know what it's going to be like for you. Hi, Erica. Sorry about all the nonsense. We've got some weird tech going on.
It's fine.
From what I could hear, I couldn't hear it all, but you're looking to your job situation, correct?
I mean, just for 3 months, and then I'm moving away. So Yeah, I just need something that I like, something fun. I'm thinking also bartending besides just putting my eggs with froyo, you know?
Could you repeat
the
21, last?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I turn 21 next month, and I'm also thinking about bartending because of the tips and plus your wage. So I'm not just hoping on froyo. I mean, if I get it, yes, I want it, but I also want to bartend on the side as well.
Bartending. Is that what I'm hearing, bartending?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Because what I was picking up for you, Erica, was a job where you're working with people, the public. I think you'd be very good with that. And I think bartending might be a really good job for you. You'd be very good with people.
Okay. Do you see any offers coming up, though? I guess I kind of have froyo already, but I'm still going to push for it. Like, even if right now I don't, like, I'm still going to be persistent. But I kind of want to know if I have a job coming, you know, an offer.
Not offers, Erica, but what you need to do is branch out, network like crazy, talk to people who are in the business, make friends with them, and the jobs will start to appear when you do the networking and working with people that are in the business. Ask them to mentor you and teach you what they know. And showing your enthusiasm will make people want to hire you.
Okay.
I know it's scary, but you can do it. You've got the jam, you know, you can do it. You've got charisma in yourself, okay?
All right.
Well, Erica, all I can say is those things that I saw for you, orange and yellow, seem to pertain to yogurt colors. And the 21 apparently is the bartending. See, I didn't know what it was you were going for, but I guess that's validation that you're in the right path.
Oh.
Cool.
I'm guessing those colors were for the yogurt. Okay. So not the solar plexus, right? Okay.
Well, it can be both, really.
Yeah.
Sometimes
right,
I get double meanings, so go ahead and try that. You know, clearing out the chakras helps too. Really does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, Erica.
Bye, Erica.
Bye.
Bye. And we've got some big prizes coming in December for Christmas month. Join our Psychics Gone Wild group on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/groups/wildpsychics. Why? We've got a caricature contest going. All of our hosts, we've got Jan is an animal totem scout. They're working on getting Lynn's and Lori's together pretty soon. And I look like Raven from the Teen Titans, but I'm actually an astronomer, one of those ET people. Go look at the caricatures. Go look at Jethro and Patty and Chris, all the wonderful people over there. Write a paragraph or so about what do you think about these. How do you feel? What's the story behind these caricatures and what we do? We'd look forward to having you enter that contest, put in for all kinds of prizes. We'll be giving prizes away all through December, so be sure to get to www.psychicsgonewild.com and put in for those. Meanwhile, we've got our Monday night hostess with Gary Wimmer. Hey, Lori Connell, how are you?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hi, how is everyone?
Great, Lori.
Hi, Lori. Thank you.
Good to see you. Good to hear you.
Good to see me? Well, you could probably see me.
Yeah, you look like a little microphone.
Okay.
Another one of her hats.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, Linda?
Why don't you share that wonderful poem?
Okay, I'd be glad to. Thanks. This poem was written by me, and since it is Thanksgiving, I titled it Happy Thanksgiving to You. Let me start. Let's give thanks to the things we each love, family, friends, and those in heaven above. We sit down to eat, as most of us do, but think of all others who don't even have shoes. Let us gather some things to help those in need, be it food or clothes or just a good deed. May you always think you're richer than most. Be grateful, I say. Honor thanks with a toast. Happy Thanksgiving from my family to yours, with love and blessings from the West Coast. And that's it.
Oh, thank you, and very
really
valid
nice.
Points. Because
thank
I believe,
you.
Lori, that sometimes we just don't always, when we're sitting down and we're all in a nice, warm, snuggly place that's surrounded by lots of food and people we love, we sometimes don't think about those that are less fortunate. So that's a very good point you make with that poem, and I thank you for that. Do you want to just hang out with us for a while? Or?
Yeah, so I'm trying to cook.
Oh, are you?
So, and listen, and yes, and thank you for allowing me to share my work.
Oh, I love it. I thought maybe if you want to just hang out and do some of the discussion with us too, we would love to have
sure.
you.
Sure.
All right. Okay.
All right. It's Psychics Gone Wild, folks.
It is. And we just keep getting wilder by the minute, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Now, Lynn has got some things to add to our potpourri, don't you? Lynn?
Well, I can't get to it. It's a little poem I was going to read.
Cool.
Hello?
Love
Am
it.
I here?
Go for it.
Oh, oh no, but what I'm saying is I can't do it because my computer's frozen up. And I think I've got the... Okay, somebody else talk for about 2 minutes while I fix this tech problem. And I will say one thing. I think I've picked up some elementals from the show I was just at because I've got leprechauns or brownies or something messing with me. And there was a lady at the show who had them attached to her. I think one of them jumped onto me. So... Stand by for about 2 minutes. I'm going to do a little tech work, okay?
Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you what.
Wow.
We'll go to a commercial. This one is from bluemoonnow.net, astrology and psychic store.
What is in the stars for you? How can astrology help you in every aspect of your life? What does the time of your birth reveal about you? With over 1,000 publications on hundreds of astrological subjects from different cultures and pertinent to an infinite variety of aspects, some only a few dollars, but all very reasonably priced, what are you waiting for? Go to www.bluemoonnow.net and browse the comprehensive selection from the noted authors and astrologers from around the world. Click on the video section for hundreds of videos you can watch and learn from for free. Embrace your authentic self. Learn how you chose this time to be born and what it means for you. Free readings are also available. Empower yourself by visiting www.bluemoonnow.net, astrology and psychic store today. That's B-L-U-E. MOONNOW.net. They are powered by Amazon, the world's most trusted seller, and happily sponsor Psychics Gone Wild.
And speaking of Amazon.com, guess what? Our show, Uncle Jethro Smith, our show owner, he's got a brand new book out, and it is now available for purchase. Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, Awakening Your Intuition. I got my copy today, and I can't wait to get started on it. It's going to be talking a lot about things you can use that are just everyday objects and how you can use those to do readings and so much more. Very reasonably priced. I believe it was $15.95 for the book. It's hard to find really good books for that price anymore. So be sure to get over there and get your copy now. And they also make wonderful Christmas presents. All right. Shall we take another caller?
Yep.
Okay, we're waiting for Lynn to come back. By the way, elementals that are hanging around with Lynn, I just want you to know, if you are brownies, hanging around with humans is not a good idea this time of year because right next to the pumpkin pie and the spice cake and all that and gingerbread cookies, guess what? We have brownies. So I think you might want to go somewhere else and come back another time, right?
They don't have a chance, right?
All right. Area code 615. You're on live on Psychics Gone Wild. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how's everybody?
Pretty good. Can we get your name, please?
Brianna.
Hi, Brianna. And what can we do for you?
I just wanted to see if you guys had anything for me today. Nothing specific on my mind.
Okay, let me see if I can tune in and get some numbers and colors in that for you, since that seems to be the Thanksgiving topic du jour. And I'm getting blue, violet, indigo, and the number 6, 7, and 5 with that. Do those numbers and colors feel special to you for any reason?
Indigo and violet is usually my aura color, and I wear a pendant.
Now, do you use this pendant to kind of help you with the energies in that? Because it's feeling like it relates to how you handle the energies. The advice is to draw more upon your third eye and your throat chakra and your crown chakra, is what they're telling me with this. And for some reason, the numbers 6, 7, and 5, and I think that has to do with my interpretation of numerology, which is a little different, talking about the basic humanity of you, and using that to blend in with the mysticism and also to share your creativity.
Wow. Well, that's definitely relevant. Trying to figure out a way to touch the world with what I have to offer, but I'm not sure which direction to go into.
I would try to keep meditating and try to surround yourself with those colors, and they're also showing me surround yourself with music. And something that happened today is now applying to you. I'm being shown also the numbers 432, as in Hertz, 432 Hertz meditations. You can find music and then watch the video that goes with those colors. I know you can find a lot of them on YouTube, but try listening to those, and that will help you with your direction. Jan?
Hi. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Brianna.
Oh, yeah, Brianna. I got the cow for you, and very clearly says, soulful eyes and quiet intelligence reflects cow's caring, giving nature. Cow is about finding peace in the pasture, being at home with one's family, in close connection with the earth. The teaching of balance that cow offers is contentment, calm and generous. Cow has lunar connections too. But the cow is connected with the earth and offers a balance between lunar rhythms and terrestrial stability. Cow is an aspect of the divine mother, the great nurturer, and gentle, sensitive, tranquil, and at ease. Cow sees goodness of life. However, cow can also sense danger, often before other animals. Cow teaches patience and gentle persistence. And that's what the cow is saying. Does that relate?
Yes, very scary.
Oh,
it's eerily correct.
Oh, good.
Wow.
I take care of everyone around me, or at least I try to. And I don't know. Frustrating, because I have a lot to offer, but as far as this world is concerned, I don't have any technical marketable skills. So, it's frustrating.
Well, those skills that you have, though, are so amazing, and they're priceless. So just remember that. You know what I mean? You can't buy those skills that you have. And so make sure that you know that you have a lot of worth. And even if you don't have technical skills for the world, I mean, that's something you can go and do and acquire. But if you have the other skills that the cow is saying about you, you are blessed. And that is, just, you know what I mean? Those are those are skills that are just so amazing to have, and they're just priceless. So you really have a lot of skill. You really do.
I don't know any other way to be.
Good. That's wonderful.
That is. Lynn?
Hi, I just got back in, and I've missed the name of the caller.
Brianna.
Brianna. Hi, Brianna. And can you repeat your question, dear?
Oh, I didn't have a question. Just anything that you are picking up would be fine.
You're artistic in any way. Do you like art? Do you like painting? Yeah, I think maybe what you need to do is focus your... You do have skills. What you don't have is experience, okay? So get some, like, think about something like working at a framing shop that frames artwork. Get sort of in the backstage of things and see what, and you'll see different artwork and find mediums that you want to work in. Like, are you a painter? Are you a musician, a sculptor, a dancer? What are you, what is it that you love to do? And find ways to work in that, because I think your soul's feeling a little depressed because it's not doing the work it loves, right?
Yeah, I read tarot too a little bit, but not like professionally or anything.
Well, never mind the professionally thing. Do it because you love it, and then get good at it and make it your, you know. But you can also do jobs on the side just to pay the bills. But focus on the thing you love to do, because I'm feeling that your spirit's very low and feeling sort of a little despairing, right? And you think there's nothing out there for you. But there really is. You just find out the things that you love and that you're good at and work on them. And after a while, you'll find you've got experience because you've been doing the thing that you do. Do you see what I mean?
What if you don't particularly love anything? Like, I can be passionate about things, but there's nothing that I'm really just like, oh, this is what I want to do. Everything's just sort of like a shrug shoulder type deal.
Well, there's a story that I read about a woman that went to a shaman to find out why she was so sad. And the shaman didn't even examine her medically. He just said, when did you stop dancing? When did you stop singing? When did you stop loving the world around you and feeling the miracles around you? I think you need to center yourself and realize what an awesome ride you're on. This universe is like one heck of an experience. And I tell you, there is something out there you love. There really is. It's an inside job, right? You got to find it within yourself. But that's the thing that our friend Naringa talks about when she does her artwork. Time seems to stop, and she's just in the zone. You find the thing that does that for you. It's out there. I promise you, you're not here by accident. They're here for some reason. And it's like, where's Waldo? You've got to find that reason, you know?
Yes, it's daunting, but yes.
Read. People like everyone throw out a book suggestion here. I'm going to say Eckhart Tolle, Wayne Dyer, Jan.
I've been reading Marianne Williamson right now.
Oh, Marianne Williams is good. Mm-hmm. Conversations with God.
Yeah, there's a gazillion books. Oh my gosh. Yeah, read and learn and find out about yourself, because I think you're separated from your own self, and she'd be a really cool person to meet, you know? Brianna, hello.
Yeah. I'd also advise two books by Jethro Smith, Living in the Psychic Realm, and the one I was just talking about, Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Sixth Sense, as well as Gary Wimmer.
Oh, Jethro,
The Monday
Absolutely.
Person, The Second in Eternity, and Lithomancy, The Art to
That's
Reading
right.
Stones. I have all four of those books, and they're great.
Yeah.
I haven't started on the newest Jethro one, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, but
I'm also looking into Reiki, too.
Yeah.
Reiki's
a wonderful
thing. I
think it'd be a good fit. I'm sorry, what?
Oh, Reiki's a wonderful avenue to go, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah.
And hopefully I'll get to work with Eileen for my attunements.
Oh, all right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know her.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes. Eileen. Oh, God, yes.
Yep. Plant those seeds there. You can blossom and grow and love your world. I mean, do it. It's you're on the ride. Like, somebody bought you a ticket. Like, take the ride and find Brianna.
I will. Thank you, guys.
Promise
thank
us you,
you
will.
Just check out the book, practice the Reiki, and get that attunement, and go for it. The world is open to you.
It is.
I will send you guys updates.
Thanks.
Yeah, please.
Look forward to it.
Please do.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks
We'd
for calling.
Hear from
you. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too.
Well, Lynn, are you ready now with that poem, or did the brownies get hidden in with the other desserts?
No. I got my computer working again, but, Yeah, I got some gremlins going here. But anyway, let me just keep finding it. It was, never mind. The other thing, I did write some topics down, so I'll just throw them out there. The one thing I wanted to address was that question that we sometimes have to say to people who call in for readings, why we can't get timelines. And I wanted just to kind of explain that a little to people. Like, you know, you kind of want to know the date, time, and
mm-hmm.
everything about what's going to happen. And I just thought we should all kind of kick in our two cents on why we can't do that for you. Wish we could, but I say, yeah, we'd all have the lottery ticket numbers if we could do that, right?
Well, I can start from my ET perspective. Most of them are non-physical when they're visiting me. That means they're projecting their consciousness to me or coming to me like spirit does with just their etheric bodies. And they don't see things from a linear time-space perspective. They're not very good often with locations. They can give you general directions. But the reason for that is because, in a sense, they see it all as one. It's like looking at several screens at one time, and not all of them are going in time order. They do not have a grasp of linear time-space the way we do, because we're down here doing this, and they're up there seeing the bigger picture. So that's why they have trouble with that for me. Now, Jan?
Well, if I'm, like, on the first caller, when I saw the man right away when she was talking, the man came in right away, the dark-haired man, and then I'm pretty sure we found out that that was him. But I didn't have, like, she had to say, well, I'm supposed to get my card, and then I'll know by next week. And so, but, you know, I wasn't being told anything. I was just shown the man so clearly. Sometimes I just don't get the answer, you know, or other times I'll get, this has happened too, where somebody will ask me a question in a reading, and I'll say the fall, I'll get the answer that it's the fall. Well, it turns out that it's 2 years later fall that it happens. You know what I mean? Instead of next fall, it's actually it happens in 2 years. So I'm never getting, for me, the exact timing, and I don't know if it's because of what you say, Linda, or if I'm just, I've only been at it a few years, so my timelines aren't exact yet. And so it's just, you know, I have a hard time with the timelines too, except when it's like right away, I can usually figure it out. You know, I think I could have figured out the first caller if I had a few more minutes that it was going to be next week or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But usually timelines are... It seems like for me, I'm always far out, far ahead. My clairvoyance goes farther than, you know, it'll be a year later when I give information sometimes. Or I have to really ask, you know, when is this going to take place in my meditation? And anyway, I don't know if any of this is making sense. I'm trying to
figure this out
myself. Yeah. I'm trying to figure it out myself, too. Why I can't get the timing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lori, did you want to chime in?
Yeah, you all have very good good points there. It's timing, I mean, that's like a hard question to answer to me. A lot of us want it to happen now, but it doesn't work that way. You know, it happens when it's supposed to happen. So that's why we can't always give a person or a reader that time frame. You know, we're not magicians. We're not magicians by far. You know, we can't wave a magic wand.
Yeah.
And so a lot of people aren't patient. And that's the main thing, I think, is patience. It'll come when it's time to come or when it's supposed to happen. That's how I see
that's
it.
That's so true. Yeah.
Yeah, I was just given an image when you were talking, Lori, of a little kid pulling on their mother's skirt because they're impatient. And all of a sudden the skirt rips and they're holding a bunch of material in their hand and their mother's walked across the kitchen.
Right.
Well, then, what? Let's let you round this out because I'd like to hear what your perspective is. Lynn?
Linda, I've got terrible sound on my end here. Anyway, I hope you can hear me, but anyway.
Yeah.
The reason I was thinking about this for a long time since last week's session, and I think the reason we can't get an accurate, like, date and time and hour and stuff for you is because up until the future actually happens, like, you know, December 9th, okay, and you get there, that future is, when we are talking to you, it's not carved in stone. It is based on every decision you make. It's based on the person's decisions and what they do to get to December 9th. And you create that future with your thoughts, your decisions, your actions. And so the future has not been created yet. You see, we can't see it because it hasn't been created. Does that make any sense?
Mm-hmm. A lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. So even the decision to call a psychic for some advice is part of, like, your path, and you're creating that future. The psychic's advice might change the path you're on, but the future is determined by the individual and their choices, I think.
Yes.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, but I think we're going to take another commercial break, and then we're going to listen to a song by Gary Wimmer. I thought tonight we'd honor him.
That's right.
Lori gets to be on with him Monday, and he always closes out his show with his When Our Hearts All Beat Together, but he just plays a few seconds of it. Tonight we're going to play the whole thing.
First
we're going to listen to commercial of PsychicStore.com.
Is what you are experiencing normal or paranormal? What does it mean? Get the facts. Get your answers at www.psychicstore.com. Store.com, which covers a wide variety of information, even videos and photographs available at the click of a mouse. You will come across some of the most excellent deals on psychic and paranormal books and items for sale there. If you are making plans to do some serious paranormal activities, then they provide you a one-stop shop for all your requirements. They offer you a broad collection of books related to paranormal research and psychic phenomena. Their haunted house decors and other mystical and paranormal related items allow you to relish and derive the maximum out of your ghost hunt. Not only do they extend you the best deals on paranormal and psychic items, they will also offer you informative articles, resources, and links. So, is your experience paranormal? Let www.psychicsstore.com, that's PSYCHICSSTORE.com, help you discover for yourself.
There is an Indian psychic.
And that's When Our Hearts All Beat Together by Gary L. Wimmer, one of our Monday night people here on Psychics Gone Wild. You can find him and Lori Connell and Lynn Bleasdale and Jan Drake Bakke by going to www.psychicsgonewild.com. Check them out by their name links, see what they have to offer, and contact us through the Contact Us link right there on the site on the left side. All right. Jan, do you have another poem for us?
Yes, I do. My cat just came in, so I was
Hello, Kiki.
Talking. Yeah, Kiki.
Aww.
Anyway, this one is a. You were talking about colors, Linda, and I had picked out this poem that goes along with colors, and that's about the chakras.
Cool.
And yeah, so it, and it's about meditation too. It kind of goes hand in hand with all of it. But anyway. It's something a little bit different, and it goes, a root chakra, it will rock ya, a bright aura, that won't bore ya, a clear channel must be on the panel, a clairvoyant detection has quite a connection. All this lingo rhymes with bingo, but don't let that scare ya, but I dare ya, try out the third eye indigo blue, that's the one that sees right into you. It's a wonderful experience, all this meditation stuff. It's the telephone to the soul's messaging board, right to the heart of communicating with our Lord and trying to see it, trying it out and see it for yourselves. You might run into a fairy or some reindeer deer or even some elves. And that's that one.
Oh, that was great.
Love it. Awesome.
That was great.
Lynn, did you have any more questions you wanted to conjugate around in our brains tonight, or did you find that poem? Or I don't know, Lynn, can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can. I'm sorry. You came out all gone. Can you just repeat? I'm so sorry.
Do you have anything for us?
I have the little poem, okay? I'm sorry. As long as you
okay.
can hear me. Pretend
yeah.
I can hear you. And this is something else that kind of came to mind about something Linda said last week about let go and let God. And this little poem, I'm sure you guys have heard this before, but it always bears repeating. And it goes, as children bring their broken toys with tears for us to mend, I brought my broken dreams to God because he was my friend. But then instead of leaving him in peace to work alone, I hung around and tried to help with ways that were my own. At last I snatched them back and said, how can you be so slow? My child, he said, what could I do? You never did let go.
Aww.
Oh, how beautiful.
It is. Called, very touching.
Oh, wow. Mm. Let go and let God. Wayne Dyer used it in the front of his, Your Spiritual Self, that book. It's in the front of that. Mm-hmm. I just love that. Yeah. Patience, patience, patience.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, are we ready to take another wild caller?
Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Area code 561. We're back for more fun. How are you? 561? Uh-oh. I think either the gremlins got them or the brownies did. And hopefully if it was the brownies, they at least taste good. We'll go on to the next one here. Area code 503.
Hello.
Hi. What can we do for you?
Yes, I'm going through a lot in life right now and was wondering if anyone could pick up on anything in particular.
Okay, could I get
you,
your name, please? Is this Chase?
What? Yes. Sorry.
Okay, Chase. Yeah, I believe we've talked to you. It's been a little while. Welcome back. Okay, let me see what I can tune into for you. Okay, the colors I'm actually seeing are red, green, and white. And I know that sounds kind of Christmassy, and maybe there's a reason behind that. But the colors that I'm getting, the numbers I'm getting with that are 439. And I'm not sure if 439, any of those numbers mean anything to you. But it seems to indicate actually an entire part of your being is being reworked, working on from the bottom up. Just like with the chakras, going from the bottom and going through the root and the heart, and then the white on out beyond your etheric being. So I don't know if you're sensing anything as far as healing goes, but if you are, that's because your spirit guides and possibly even extraterrestrial beings are helping to work on you. Are you feeling anything different in that area?
Yes, I am, and quite a bit has been going on emotionally, physically, and within life, etc. I just got a service dog. So.
I just got an image with that. It's from an old television show, The $6 Million Man, and the part that they were playing for me was, we can rebuild him. We have the technology.
All right.
So that's very encouraging. Jan, what do you have?
Hi, Chase. I'm so glad you called in. It's really nice to hear from you again. And I have been thinking about you, too. I'm so glad that you've called in. When you were talking, I was seeing this very old, old cat, almost like one of those cats that are, that you see in pictures, like the Egyptian cat, like they're I can't explain it. It's, it's that picture and it's a building. It's a true thing. It's real. Back in the old Egyptian times where that cat is sitting there and it looks like a, Sphinx or something? Yeah, Sphinx. I think that's what it is. And that's what I'm seeing. but I'm seeing the cat too. The whole thing turns into the Sphinx and it's a cat and et cetera, et cetera. Is the Sphinx a cat? Is that what that is?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I'm seeing. It's like this is old. And so this is the book of co-creation. Let's see, it says about cat, forming animal alliances, a gathering of humans and animals in mutual cooperation. This talks about all that stuff there. Whoops, that's not the page I was trying to get on. I don't know if you've been sensing anything, Chase.
Yes, I have.
Okay, well, that's what I'm, yeah, I'm sure you have. I'm sure you have. But anyway, so let's see what else it says here. Look into our eyes. We live the creative impulse. For us, all is alive with energy. We feel the creative spirit move through us as we leap and run, as we pounce and play, as we sleep, as we dream. We are filled with creativity. So this particular animal is, I would think, is coming to you and saying there's still a lot left there for you. Do you know what I mean? There's still more for you, and there's still more creativity for you. And even though it's the Sphinx, it's from the older time. It's way back. I don't know. The cat is long associated with magic and psychic abilities. They're sure-footedly padded through the mysteries of existence. And cats always land back on their feet. They teach us. Yep. So anyway, I hope that gives you some encouragement, and I hope that I'm thrilled that you called in. I'm so happy.
Every time I would go to call in, I'd either be too late or my dog would be whining, and it would be hard, and I'd hate to call in because she would be whining. Like I said, I just got her about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, good.
Well, maybe she wants a reading or something. Hey, Lynn,
yeah.
What do you have for Chase?
Hi, Chase.
Hi.
I'm not sure what to make of what I've written down here for you. I've written the word sugar about 4 times. What would that mean, please? Sugar, 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 sugar.
I drink a lot of sugar. I drink at least 2 Mountain Dews a day, and I can fall asleep after drinking a Mountain Dew some days.
Okay. Well, can you find a way to maybe cut that back a little? Because they're telling me sugar, 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 sugar. And it could be someone who loves you dearly and is just calling you a sweet name, but I have a feeling, I hate to tell you this because I know you probably love your drinks and whatnot, but can you cut back on your sugar or maybe find some stevia substitutes? Or because, I don't write things down 4 times if it isn't meant to sort of just give you a little prod there. I'm also picking up the name Jess or Jessie for you. I think this person is an older female on the other side. And I would also like to ask you, Chase, do you have access to a computer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Whatever your interests are, I was going to suggest you find some forums and some communities to join with people who have similar interests. I'm all picking up that maybe you're not getting out with other energies enough, and it's sort of maybe isolating you a bit. But a computer, community on the computer can be just great, you know, make some friends online. But also, I've written help others. It's probably a good thing for you to just try and reach out and help some people if you can. But the thing I'm seeing is sugar, 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 and I just want you to think about it anyway, Chase. See if you can't cut back some of that sugar.
All right, thank you. I have been trying to, because I did have a kidney stone.
Yeah.
A couple months ago.
Well, you know what? It's never, never too late to get your health back on track. And the stuff they're doing with stevia right now is awesome. You can buy it like granulated, right? Use it instead of sugar. It's actually got nutrients in it. Yeah. Wonderful stuff. It's a plant, if you haven't heard of it. It's a plant that you grow and you just crumble it up. But I've seen it in stores and you can get it granulated. It's not expensive. And it might just give you a little better energy if your body's not working so hard to process the sugar. It's a little bit too much for your system. Okay.
And what was the plant called?
Stevia. It's spelled S T E V as in Victoria, I A. And you
all
can
right.
look at.
I appreciate that, and thank you very much. Good to finally connect with the three of you.
Yeah.
Lovely, Chase. Nice to hear from you, Chase.
Yeah, we send you,
you
lots of love.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Man.
Okay.
Hopefully
please call back, okay, Chase? Call back
all
in,
right.
okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Thank
okay
you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Well, Jan, did you want to check and kind of check through your poems there and see what's going to apply next?
Sure. Okay. This is the Thanksgiving poem, and it goes, give me some Thanksgiving. I want to eat until I sigh, until my pants split open. Yep, yes, they will try, until I will rise up and fly. Give me some Thanksgiving. I'm grateful for the turkeys feeding me as I take in their precious life, just for me to survive and to celebrate on that special day. They give their life to us this day of celebration. That is their fate. Is that okay? We eat in jubilation and in joy and in elation and in gratefulness and loving relation to our family and friends as a peace offering of tradition and expectation. Give me some Thanksgiving. I am thankful for all that is before me. Let's eat, drink, and be merry. That's it.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, huh?
It's not weird at all. It's fabulous.
No.
Well, while we're waiting for Lynn, who just got dropped again, we're going to have to do something about those gremlins. We're going to have to figure out a way to distract them away from our gremlins and brownies. Hmm. Lori, did you have some interesting Thanksgiving stuff you would like to share?
I do. Let me start by saying that 10 simple things you can be grateful for even when times are tough. And this really, you know, hits home because it is Thanksgiving. And it says, cultivate the habit of being grateful for every good thing that comes to you and to give thanks continuously. And because all things have contributed to your advancement, you should include all things in your gratitude. And the first thing we should be grateful is a roof over our head, and a warm home. Second is plenty of drinkable water. Third, we don't have to go hungry. Four, we can enjoy small and free pleasures of life. Five, we have access to the internet. Six, friends and family. Seven, our health. Eight, the kindness of people we have never even met before. Nine, the setbacks that have formed us to make us stronger. And 10, we are alive. I thought that was pretty interesting.
That's very pertinent. Very pertinent.
Yes.
Oh, that's excellent.
Yes. Love that.
Thank you.
Lynn, it's your turn.
What are we doing? I fell off again. Question?
I don't know if gremlins and brownies like events, like sporting events or whatever, but we're going to need to find one and get them sent over there so they stay off of the show, right?
Well, I don't know what happened, but maybe I'll just bring that in. When I went, we were doing a show in this 200-year-old, it used to be an old piggery, right? And there were some fairly energetic people there. And she said she had a brownie attached to her. And I'm like, okay, so I can believe everything Linda tells me about extraterrestrials and all like that. I have no problem with that. And I clutched a little at the brownie thing, right? I'm like, what? And anyway,
right.
She wasn't kidding. Yeah, but the things were missing off tables. And it wasn't shoplifters. We hardly had any people come. But things were like people's scissors were disappearing. Their glasses were being nicked. And we weren't doing it to each other. This was like happening Linda calls it apportation. And they were, it was just bizarre, and it happened all weekend. And I'm starting to think that this person might be onto something. I think I've got one attached to me, and I'm not kidding, because there's some weird energy going on here. I am at this point smudging, and I told them to go away and go back to Candace, from whom they came. And I have some white sage here, and I am seriously smudging and telling them. I also threatened to sick Linda's people on them, so I'm hoping they will leave. But something
you know,
attached.
Usually works. They do that. They do that, Lynn.
Do they really?
They mess with your stuff, and they mess with my jewelry all the time. And I always think it's my husband doing something with my jewelry, and he says, "Why do you even ask me such things?" And then I'll find jewelry missing, and then like a week later, it'll be right back where it was. I'm not kidding you. It'll be completely gone, and then a week later, it'll be right back. And they do it they've done it with paperwork. I mean, all kinds of stuff. And so I finally looked it up and found out that it had to do with something in the fairy realm, some of these. What you're talking about, the gremlins or whoever they are. And there's more, you know.
Yeah,
and they like to do it. They'll do it, and so I totally understand. It's annoying, and you have to. I just sort of say prayers for them and stuff, and they usually go away eventually.
Well, it's not a bad thing. This person's business is called Purely Elemental, and she refers to them as elementals. Now this is all new. I know it's out there, but there's cultures where if you don't believe in this stuff, you're weird. Like in Iceland, they consider it a portal, really, for the other world, and they've got their little people in places in Ireland and England and all those places. It's just part of the culture and part of the life. They try to respect. They leave little gifts for them and. Yeah, take these little guys seriously. You go.
I mean, I don't think I'm happy when they come around, actually, because it makes me feel like they're hanging around and they're there. It just gets annoying when they mess with my jewelry. I don't like it when they do that. But
maybe I should change my response and offer them a gift and invite them in or something. Maybe I'm being quite
that
rude.
Could be.
Yeah. Yeah, because I usually, when there's a negative energy, I really do tell it to bugger off, right? And they do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But maybe this is a different sort of energy, and I will treat it differently. I'll keep you posted.
Okay.
Oh, for sure. Lori, have you had any experience working in the garden? I'm sure you run into a lot of elementals there.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was reading. I'm sorry.
Oh, it's all right.
I don't know. I just get so focused. I mean, I just get so focused in what I'm doing out there. I mean, there's so many things you can do with plants. I mean, just look at all the health benefits. I mean, my gosh. And the colors represent, things. I mean, I it's hard for me to explain. I just feel so connected to plants. But that's all I have to say, but just dumped me.
Okay,
well
we're gonna take another commercial real quick and then we'll take another caller. How's that sound? This is wild111.com. Make your own soap your own way.
I am going to ask you something kind of personal. Are you still buying your soap at the grocery or drugstore? What if you could personally design your soap to be as unique as you are? Not only can you design the color, texture, shape, and aroma of your own soap, but you can earn extra income designing and selling unique soaps to others. www.wild111.com, that is all number ones, will provide the supplies, molds, ingredients, and recipes, and even tips and videos to help you get started in your own original soaps. Pure ingredients mean pure clean, and can also be a relaxing, recuperating experience with the variety of healing ingredients and scents. Erase your stress and create your own expression today by visiting www.wild111.com.
Also, too, Blue Moon Treasures of Tampa, they're gearing up for some great giveaways coming up here before the end of the year. Lovely jewelry that they have. So be sure to stay tuned for that. And if you want to find out what some of those things look like, there will be pictures posted in the Real Psychics Gone Wild room on Facebook. That's www.facebook.com/groups/wild psychics. How do you win those prizes? Hey, that's pretty easy. Get into the contest there in the group. We've got the caricature contest going right now and so many other contests. And sometimes all you have to do is fill out a form. And what form is that? It's at www.psychicsgonewild.com, the contact us link. All right. Shall we take another wild caller?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. 678. It's not too late.
Yes. Hello. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Yes. Hello. Oh, that's good.
Hi.
Good. Hi. I would just like to know, is there anything I need to be made aware of for as a personal relationship?
Okay. Could I get your name, please?
Yes. Yvette.
Oh, hi, Yvette.
Hi.
Okay. I'm seeing actually the number, several number eights, and they're flashing at me. You know how when the power goes out and your stuff on your entertainment center and your microwave starts flashing eights? Mm-hmm. And I'm also seeing brown and beige colors, which seems to indicate more of you need to ground more. I think this is having to do with your relationships. I think if you could ground and tune in and slow down a bit, because I'm actually getting that things have overloaded, and that's why these eights are flashing at you. You're about ready to burn yourself out in some respect. So you need to relax and take more you time and do some more grounding. And I think then a lot more answers will come clearer for you. Does that resonate?
It does. It does.
Okay.
Okay.
Dan?
So, okay.
Yeah. You've got a lot of animals. Got a lot of animals going. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Yvette.
Yvette. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of animals here. But I'm just going to go with the one that was the clearest, which was the horse.
Okay.
But you have a whole bunch.
What does that
mean? I just think you got a lot of them that are around you, and it may. I really don't know what it means to have so many, but it may mean that you just have a lot of energy right now.
Yeah.
And does that feel right to you?
Yeah. Mhm.
And so
that
horse
I'm sitting next to a puppy, is it?
What's that?
Is it because I'm sitting next to a puppy? I have a little puppy around.
I saw a dog. I definitely saw
a
dog for you. That was the first animal that I saw.
Mhm.
All right.
Next to a puppy.
What's that?
I said I'm sitting next to a puppy and next to a male friend.
Oh, no wonder, because that's the first thing I see was a dog sitting right there, and then I saw a horse, and then I saw a cat, and I saw a I can't remember now. I saw a few others. I think I saw a tiger and a couple birds. You got quite a few. So the horse says, I think that does, it could be about a lot of energy and they're surrounding you. You're about to embark on an unexpected adventure and will have to move very quickly once it's initiated. It's time to free yourself. Time to free yourself from those physically and emotionally constricting aspects of your life. You need to call upon reserves of stamina and strength to get through this ordeal.
Is it going to be something very difficult or to
what's that?
Is it going to be a difficult situation?
It doesn't have to be necessarily difficult. It could be just that just a situation at all that you may need to just have enough stamina to get through. You know what I mean? It might doesn't have to be difficult. It could just be just something coming up. You know, and it could.
Well, I thought I've been through a lot this year.
Oh, have you? Yeah.
With my kids, Mom.
Yeah, well, it says you might be embarking on an unexpected adventure, and it says you have much more power. You're much more powerful than you think you are, and teamwork with your family, friends, and community is important. You may get the urge to travel and explore new territories. So that's part of what horse is about too, is traveling and adventure and freedom and intuition and all that neat stuff.
Okay, so I wonder the person that I have a friend that I'm a friend with, is there a possibility that we may get closer as we become more and more friends, or should I just not even consider him as being more than a friend?
Let's see what Lynn has for you.
Okay, are you done,
Lynn? I was just sitting next to him. I had to get up and walk outside.
Yeah. Okay. I did get something for you, Yvette. Hi. The first thing I got was the name Ed or Edward.
Ed is a farmer boss. Okay.
Okay. And I got wait. Keep your eyes open.
Okay.
And I'm picking up from this person you're interested in. I'm reading a lot of red, like base chakra energy, which is a great thing. Can make this person very lively and fun to be with. But you want to just take your time with this relationship and watch how this person behaves when the chips are down a little bit. You know, when the situation's tough or whatever, watch for emotional surges in this person, okay? I'm thinking that along with the fun personality, there may be a bit of a temper that needs to be just watch out for the negative side of that, okay, red energy.
Okay, because I've been knowing him for about 4 years now, going on five, I think. Okay,
I'll watch it,
okay.
Yeah, he's a fun guy. He's like the mushroom, I got to do a joke, I'm sorry. He's the mushroom who buys all the drinks. He's the fun guy to be with.
He's the one that makes me laugh a lot. You got that right.
Yeah,
wow.
I sense that about the guy. I'm feeling quite jovial just reading this to you. But it doesn't mean you should reject him or anything. But if, you know, if there is any kind of temper thing, you're going to have to work with that. You know, doesn't mean you should, you don't throw people out for that, but you have to make sure it doesn't bash onto you. So it says, test this relationship. Your instincts are your friend. Okay?
Okay,
and that's everything I wrote down for you.
Okay.
All righty.
Okay.
I've got one more thing to add. I don't know who this is. It's a male on the other side, but he was saying something about tell that dumpling she was adorable since the day she was born, and she still is.
Oh.
Nice.
Oh, I don't know who called you dumpling, but that's what I got.
How about that? Wow.
Nice.
Okay,
well, thank you guys.
I'm still thinking
on the business. I called once last week, and I was inquiring about a business opportunity that I was thinking about, or a business I was thinking about pursuing, and I'm still thinking and praying on which way to go whether or not to go towards the accounting services, bookkeeping services, or to lean towards opening up a community center that provides homeless shelter, a shelter for the homeless. So I'm still trying to decide on which way to go with that.
That's fabulous.
I believe I gave you the reading on that, and the community center was looking the best, yes.
Absolutely.
Because I do research, I'm still pretty, that's what I really want to do. So I think I'll go with that. Thank you guys very much for your assistance.
Oh,
thanks,
Juliet.
You're welcome. Take care.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, Yvette. That's cute. Dumpling.
I know.
Did you
know?
Nice. That's so sweet.
That was so neat. Did you go to the counseling center? Because that's what I was. Did you think counseling center? Because that's what I got.
Yes, definitely.
Oh, okay. Good. That's what. Okay.
Well, we've got 8 minutes left, but I just want to remind everybody to follow us here on Blog Talk. If you're watching the episode on the computer, you just kind of scroll up there to the top, and there's a follow button. Click that and get all of the upcoming episodes right to your email inbox. Never miss another episode again. This week we started doing our episodes an hour earlier. It's our winter schedule. That's right. So 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, 5 Pacific. The only exception will be Friday. But Monday through Thursday, that's our new time. So do make note of that. But if you follow us, you will get all of the times and the links right to the shows in your inbox. Well, Lori, did you have anything you wanted to share regarding our potpourri of Thanksgiving?
Actually, I do. Let me see. Great, I'm reading. There is two words here, and a lot of people get confused with these two words, especially this time of the year. Grateful is the first word. And what grateful means is that you appreciate that someone, what someone has done for you, and you want to express your thanks. And the word thankful means that you are relieved, pleased that you, what you hoped for has actually happened. So I thought those two words were very interesting.
Yeah, very much
for
so.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Those are great. Those are the beautiful words.
Yeah.
And here's a little something too. I'll throw in there, which I didn't know. The song "Over the River and Through the Woods" is actually a Thanksgiving poem. The poem was eventually set to a tune by an unknown author. The song is sometimes presented with lines about Christmas rather than Thanksgiving. I did not know that.
You know,
I didn't know that either.
Interesting you mentioned that, Lori, because Jim's parents live up in the woods, literally, Payette National Forest. And a lot of times the road will actually start to close down before Thanksgiving. You might be able to still get through there, but every time we have to pack up and get ready for that long trip up there through that deep snow, I always think of it on Thanksgiving, because by Christmas it's too late. The road is closed. You have to go up by snowmobile only. But I've always thought of that song as relating to Thanksgiving, and that's why.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's always played more at Christmas.
Odd.
Okay.
Wow. Dan, you got another poem
that.
For us?
I do. I have to post that song, Lori. I love it. This is a really short one, and it goes, in this light my face shines, and I can see the possibilities, and for that I am grateful. In this light I can move with ease, and I can touch the world with grace and let go of anything hateful. And that's it.
Beautiful.
Aww.
How about you, Lynn?
Oh, I got nothing really to read, but I was just going to say to people just to remember to keep dancing, keep singing, keep doing your art, keep doing what moves your soul, and that's what's going to keep you chugging along. It's hard on this incarnate plane to get through it, but do the things that you love, and love will keep pushing you.
Well,
how's that?
I absolutely agree.
That's beautiful.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And I just wanted to add, too, that my star family, they're always around me, but they're around everyone. All you have to do is reach out and ask. We do have a website reopening, ET Let's Talk. In fact, I was helping the one that was creating it beta test it, and I will be talking about that more when it's officially open, but we currently have 5,000-plus members in over 50 countries participating every Saturday closest to the new moon to bring in peace, love, and harmony, and to ask them to help us with our understanding, to raise our awareness, and to help us bring healing to the planet and everything living upon it. So I will be letting people know a little bit more about that. It gets down the road. We're looking this week. It should be officially open. So, ET, let's talk. Remember that name.
All right.
Well, we got a little over 3 minutes left. Lori, why don't you start out by telling everyone how they can get a hold of you?
They can reach me through my email. I'm working on a website, so that's not up yet. But my email is LoriC1024@gmail.com.
Plus, you have a Facebook community page too, right? Lori, LAC?
I do. It's called LAC. Yes. Yes. That too. Thank you for reminding me.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
Still easy to find in the search.
Right. Learning, accepting control. I'm working on that too. Thank you.
Oh, sure. And Lynn?
You can reach me by email at worklight99@gmail.com. And my website is http://lbleasdale.wix.com/Lynn.
Perfect. Jan?
It's jandrake007@hotmail.com is my email. Jan Drake Bakke. I have a page on Facebook as a public page, and I'm on the website of Jethro Smith's group, www.psychicsgonewild.com.
Oh, perfect. And you can find me and my music and everywhere that I'm connected with by going to Continuum X. That's http://CNTNUUMX.wix.com/Linda Irwin, all one word and all lowercase. Well, I'm going to look for something gentle to take us out with tonight, since we do have a little over a minute left. Let's see here. How about Sunset Lagoon? What do you think of that one?
Yeah, that's a lovely
great
one.
All right. Everyone, tomorrow night, remember, we're doing these an hour early. Wednesday night, Jethro Smith and Dina Flanagan and all the surprises and readings and wonderful things they have for you. So good night, everyone, and stay wild.
Good night.
Good night. Happy Thanksgiving.
Good night.